RDI mobile.
And 4ZLK. Long time since I've heard. Hope you're doing well.
Nate, I messed around and got my general, so I've been playing around on the HF bands a bunch, but I turn this on when I'm in my truck and always.
That HF is a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's fun. It's different, you know. It's almost like two different hobbies almost, but I enjoy both for sure. But yeah, HF is a whole lot of fun talking to people all over the globe.
Offers you the opportunities to make kind of quick contacts, just to kind of see how far you can reach. But also there's the nest, or you can just get on there and call CQ and strike up a conversation with somebody.
You really can, and I've gotten into that hunting those POTA. I've never activated, but the POTA hunting where you hit those people in the parks, that's a lot of fun too.
Doing that with CW, I still do. There's several guys that are on there all the time or pretty regularly, and when they start responding with your name, it's kind of fun. Of course, you know, you can look up who they are, and I remember some of them, but that's a lot of fun.
Impressed that you're able to do that on CW, because those guys go fast.
Conversations like that, quick contacts, you kind of learn the rhythm, and it becomes more like words. It's where you get into just QSOing, you know, with somebody. I can't go as fast. I still recognize, you know, the normal stuff, but the other stuff, I have to go a little bit slower, or a lot slower, actually, and copying and more intentional about the words. But the more you use it, the quicker it becomes.
Sounds like every other language. If you don't do it, you forget it.
And you gotta remember, if you're going to do a normal QSO, to send slower than you can, send slower, because you can always send faster. And I don't know why that is, but if you send too fast and then somebody comes back at your speed, then you're like, oh, now I got to get you to slow down.
I've never even started to learn CW, but hey, quick question. Are you guys going to do the field day event in a couple weeks here?
And as I don't think I'll be able to participate. There will be some people around here that do it. I don't know if this club on this repeater actually has plans for it or not.
KK4CTD. I didn't get the full sign. It was KK4 or something. Go ahead.
Mobile. Blue Ridge Club is having a field day, and so is the Greer Club.
And I will get online and look up where you guys are going to be if I can get out.
Club is going to be at the YMCA in TR, and the Blue Ridge Club, can't remember the name, it's an equestrian park. It's over near the Furman Golf Course.
Sounds like pretty easy to get to.
About a 5-minute drive apart.
You can check them both out. Thanks, Wyatt. N4ZLK.
In trouble at both places.
I understand that the Greer Club is trying, this time around, will be trying to make it to number one. The Greer has always been a competition club, and they've done pretty well, but I think this year they are trying to beat the number one station.
Number one station in the state or in the country?
I think they're in the country. Your best bet to talk to would be N4YG, that's Ariel. He knows everything there is to know about Greer's Field Day this year.
F4G and November Yankee 4 Golf.
If I can get out, I'll check those out. It's my son's birthday that day, so I don't know how much time I'm going to have, but would love to get out and say hi to him if I have time.
Opportunity. Be a good opportunity to see how different people put up different antennas and how they operate mobile or portable like that and on backup power.
I got it. The Blue Ridge Club is not a contest club, so I think they're just planning on setting up and just, you know, it's going to be more about trying to get things up and on the air and working right and providing contacts for everybody else.
Yeah, I enjoy, since I've done the HF, I've found that I really enjoy making my own antennas. That's been a blast, and it's kind of amazing what you can do with some speaker wire.
And just the different types of antennas, and when you build something and it works, that's a lot of fun.
That trying to load yourself up to be in the antenna is not any fun. I'm just going to say that.
Like fun, though.
Experience there, Wyatt?
That is called the Fifth Amendment.
Well, it's been great talking to you. I'm almost to the house, so I'll back off here and listen, but y'all go ahead. Shane, good talking to you. Wyatt, nice meeting you, and I'll be 73.
All right, Dave, 73 to you. Nice to hear you again. And Wyatt, I'm pulling over to your airport over here. You got a pickup, and I'm going to sit over here for just a couple minutes, see if anything's going on. N4ZLK.
Oh, so I can't come harass you. And I actually didn't go to work. I left something over there today, and I had to look all over the entire facility, and I finally got to it, and it sat out in the sun too long. It's dead.
And, yeah, I don't know how much activity is going to be going on today with all this wind and clouds.
Closer to my house, and it sounds like a really loud thunderstorm is right in front of me and slightly, roughly over North Greenville University.
Our one went over Travis Rest, and now there's one going over the Cleveland area, out 11 where I live.
It's a season.
I mean, I just don't like it when it's time to get out of the vehicle and swap a trailer out, because then I have to get back in the AC and it's cold.
I really like about summer is the 180% humidity. The rest of it is okay. I mean, I can work in 90-degree weather as long as I'm, you know, under a tree or in a shelter or something. It's just that humidity kills me.
This morning, let the dog out at 5:30, and temperature wasn't high, but the humidity was heavy. It felt oppressive when I opened that door.
The south, you just don't understand high temperature and very high humidity.
Vegas one time, a couple of years ago, or last year, I guess, it was 114, it was in July, and, you know, it was hot, I'll give it that. I know people say, oh, it's a dry heat, and I can see that. I don't know that I'd want to be out working in it. We were just getting out of the vehicle and walking on the sidewalk for a little ways, and it was pretty hot.
I mean, you know, anything is hot after it gets above 90, or above body temperature, actually.
So we took a trip out of town about 45 minutes and went up an elevation about 5,000 feet and watched the temperature go from 98 down to 71.
KJ4, CTD Mabel. Yeah, I like to do that with my woman. We'll leave my house up here, and we'll go up to Bavard, up that direction. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to get you back down to 70 degrees. I'm trying to play it. And usually I can get down to about 68, and it's nice. And then we have to come home.
Side all my life, in and out of vehicles. Most of that time, the vehicle didn't have an AC, so during the summertime, my uniform stayed pretty damp, and just a little breeze blowing felt really good. So now I have an AC tractor. I don't want to get out of it.
Too. That's a thing, too. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I'll ride with the windows down or at least open no matter what season it is, because I like feeling the air come in. But I may also be running, you know, heat or AC.
Here, though, I'm glad I wasn't cooped up in an office that whole time. All right, I'm going to let you go here. I'm pulling into the pickup. Nice to hear you again. Talk to you again. You have a good day, Wyatt. N4ZLK.
Thank you. Have a good day. Stay dry. Don't slide into anybody. And it's just starting to rain over here. KJ4 CTD and monitor for about another 10.